The five of us walk in and find our seats. It's about 5 minutes before showtime. We smile at people we know and shake a few hands. Four big video screens cast blue-tinged light on the crowd, setting the mood for the event. At the appointed time, the drummer counts in, the lights come up, and the program begins. The 1,500 of us gathered for this second morning event stand together, becoming the background sounds to the assembled singers, musicians, and choir. At the end of the fourth song, the perfectly coiffed 40-something leader strides up the stairs of the stage, grabs the waiting wireless mic, and assumes control. His attractive face 20 feet high on each screen. We sit. The musicians and singers disappear from the stage. For the next 35 minutes, the dulcet tones of the leader inspire, cajole, teach, and entertain the room. Research shows that we'll retain about 15% of what's said. As he speaks, his personal monitor shows a countdown clock. He finishes, the lights go down, and the screens fill with professionally produced advertising. More information. What's coming up in the weeks ahead? Buy today's message in the bookstore. Lattes are available in the lobby. Welcome to the modern megachurch, the apparent manifestation of North American church growth in the 21st century. From the parking lot attendants to the well-dressed ushers to the comfortable chairs where every seat can see the screens, professionally produced productions get the faithful and the seeker in and out with maximum efficiency. The good news? Not a moment of your time will be wasted, and if you'd like, you can even join our team. Pick up an application at the Welcome Center. Small church leaders visit these mega marvels, hoping to catch their vision or just take their ideas and grow their own mega miracles. It can be done. But something's wrong. Beneath what appears to be the smooth sailing of the evangelical, seeker-friendly, mega or mega-wannabe churches in North America, there's a rather frightening reality. According to pollster and prophetic voice George Barna, the organized evangelical church isn't growing. It's actually hemorrhaging. Committed believers are leaving in droves. Barna tells us that they are seeking a faith experience that is more robust and awe-inspiring, a spiritual journey that prioritizes transformation at every turn. They want to be involved in the warp and woof of real Christianity. Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings, and the occasional house group aren't cutting it for them. They long to be part of something much bigger than that. Something that makes them feel completely alive, filled with wonder, surprised by joy. Barna predicts the eventual outcome of this exodus from the local church. By 2025, local church attendance will account for only a third of those people who call themselves committed believers. We might want to consider that as we take on a 25-year multi-million dollar mortgage on our new buildings. We may already have enough capacity in our present church facilities.